blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my
rock. Welcome everyone to another edition of Flashpoint.
Blessed be the name of my shield.
We are quickly approaching a time when the whole world will realize that this world is in trouble, and that a new day is dawning. Many people are going to be very confused, but no one will say, oh, it'll be okay. The world will go on as they've always gone on. The first thing we're going to discuss is the fact that the jig is up, that more medical organizations, more medical journals, more politicians, more doctors, fraternities are waking up to the fact that the damage by the vaccine, and that's V-A-X-X-I-N-E, has been grievous. The benefit has been very hard to ascertain in all the collateral damage. And that, as one physician just recently said, COVID was just a cold. It was just a flu. And for this, we have killed millions of people. They can't hide the statistics anymore. They can't hide the repercussions, the adverse reactions. The millennial death now is up 36%. These are people under 45 or 50 years old. These are people in the prime of their life. Their deaths are up 36%. And this is from the life insurance companies. People who don't lie, they give honest numbers because their profit depends upon it. We're now seeing blindness caused by the vax because of either clots in the arteries or inflammation of the nerves. The hospitals are full, especially the VA hospitals. 25 governors are now calling for an end to the pandemic emergency, and that would take a lot of power away, because when you declare an emergency, that opens up a whole Pandora's box of extra power. And of course, once you give power, it's hard to take it back. Dr. Lena Wen, who is the Dr. Fauci of Canada, admitted in an interview the other day that vaxxed people were three times more likely to be infected than unvaxxed. So much for Biden's mantra of this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It simply is not true. Even the leaders that pushed it know that it's no longer people will laugh at that now. A group of UK physicians formed a group, Doctors for Patients. This is fast growing and very vocal. They are calling for a government investigation of mRNA vaccines. They say they're seeing the carnage. They're not seeing the benefit. Investigate this. And in agreement with that, a UK politician, MP Andrew Bridgen, is calling for a debate in the House of Commons regarding the vax damage. He's trying to bring it to the front of all the other representatives there in Parliament. Trouble is, everybody's on the globalist bandwagon, and they either want a piece of the larger pie or they're bought off. MP Bridgen said that he was told by a Pfizer rep in 2020 that people would need to be vaxxed every 3 months if they wanted any immune system at all, because the vaccine would destroy their innate immune systems. And that is proving to be true. Titles 3 and 11. In order seeking to hold vaccine manufacturers liable for injuries caused by vaccines subject to a public mandate and for other purposes. So if this goes through, anybody that was mandated to get this jab could seek damages from the manufacturers directly. More and more studies are coming out correlating, and I have a graph of this in the bibliography, perfectly, that the more doses you have, the more infection of whatever, we'll call it COVID, but whatever it is, and that's kind of a widening umbrella of physical symptoms and maladies and problems. It's not just the flu and all this anymore. It's neurologic. It's just every system of the body is affected. That the more doses you get, the more of everything else you get also. The mandatory vaccines for the military have been rescinded by court order. And some are calling for the reinstatement of soldiers that were dismissed and back pay. There's a very brief 2013 movie here. The clip is less than 1 minute long. The theme of that less than a minute is we're doing well by the population by giving them these jabs in the arm that kill them. We are saving ourselves from ourselves by stopping reproduction for three generations and by limiting the population. We are actually helping mankind. So I don't think that maybe that's for public consumption. I think the leaders, from what I have seen, I offer to you, in my opinion, they are pretty much Satanists, the top leaders. They're flashing the Satanist hand signs. They wear the bother me that he was flown in on Wednesday and it was all sudden. And then it occurred to me, last Wednesday was the winter solstice. It was the shortest day of the year. The winter solstice used to be December 25 in the antediluvian world. But because of the flood, the world, our rotation gained 5 days. Our calendar was off. The solstice, equinoxes, which is the pagan calendar, the occult calendar, Satan's calendar. You can see it in everything from the Vatican. The Vatican is a henge. It accurately depicts the solstice and the equinoxes by the columns, by where the shadows fall on the columns. $1 trillion in spending was given to Congress on Monday. Rand and Hawley, they had their people up all night long trying to read this stuff. But how can you digest, really, 4,000 pages of legalese in a bill that would spend $1.7 trillion and thoroughly analyze it? It reminded me of Obamacare. Remember that? That was 10,000 pages delivered just before the vote. And that is when the speaker, what is her name again? Oh, goodness. From California. She famously said, well, let's pass it so we can find out what's in it. She's never lived that down. It also reminded me of the Christmas rush at the last minute to pass the Federal Reserve Bill, December 23, 1917. In a rush, almost all of Congress was gone, just a few people present, and they passed a bill that fundamentally changed our country. Fundamentally changed our country. Essentially handed over controls of this country to European bankers and human services, including 40 full-time employee positions. So Health and Human Services now is in charge of farming and livestock. I mean, that's fundamental. That's how we live. That's our meat and our potatoes and our vegetables. Given over under this bill authority to Health and Human Services. Naomi Wolf says much of the land is from First Nation areas, that they're going to seize that federal land and set up shop there. It's already federal land. And there are reports that New Zealand is already shooting its livestock with these toxic mRNA, genome-altering, just a toxic mix straight from the abyss into the livestock. And I don't want to eat that steak. I'm sure you don't want to either. The bill also establishes, and money for doing this, selling, via donations, unaccompanied minors to private sector, NGO, and other groups for the care of these children. Who are these people? Are they individuals? Are they selling them into trafficking? Are they renting them out? Who are these people? That sounds almost unconstitutional for vagueness. Who are these other groups, and who are these private sector for the care of the unaccompanied minors? Naomi Wolf called this spending bill the Marshall Plan for Global Health Governance, because it allocates $4 trillion for global health programs to developing countries, which includes China. That's classified as a developing country, for maternal health, immunizations, care for orphans, disaster preparedness, and other threats via the Gavi allowance. Now, is Gavi, Bill Gates's group, going to get $4 trillion to vaccinate the world? Oh, yes, on vaccine development. So they just gave Bill Gates $4 trillion to develop more vaccines and vaccinate the world. No wonder Naomi says it's a Marshall Plan for vaccinating the world. Human Services, there is an information officer. Now, this is in charge of all land and all livestock. Is this information? What kind of information are they going to have? Are they going to share our medical records globally for a surveillance system? There are no funds for increased border security for the U.S., but there is $410 million to increase border security for Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman. And why did they have to pass this now? Couldn't they have waited a couple of weeks until January 3 when the new Republican-dominated House of Representatives takes their seat? Then the DOD gives an additional $185 billion probably to Ukraine for security assistance, besides the $44 billion in the Spending Act. And Josh Hawley says they've already given Ukraine $100 billion, which is what Hal Turner says. So has Ukraine received about $145 billion, and it's all unaccounted for? No accounting necessary. Here's $144 billion kindly given to you by the U.S. taxpayer. You can do what you want with it. Fax the world. Set up the infrastructure for the final beast empire. Develop new things that we're going to need. Set up the surveillance system. Install 5Gs in the backwoods of Africa, India, China. Give them all cell phones so they can keep track of everything. Is that it? Is this spending bill, all the money we give to Ukraine, is that to help establish the final beast empire? Declare war on the solstice and we get everybody's hooked up to the digital currency we declare war on the solstice and we hook everybody up to the digital currency system on the equinox. crazy. It's a global system, so all payments, communications is done in real time, in language for all. So it is harmonized globally. What were the changes after the solstice, essentially declaration of war on Russia? Well, the Russian spokesman said nothing good would come from Zelensky's trip to D.C. He said that on Wednesday. Immediately, on December 21, Russia decided to increase the size of its standing army to 1.5 million. They must have known what was going down in real time. Russia moves trainloads of armaments, including missiles and tanks, to the Belarus, which is right above Ukraine. If you're going to invade Ukraine, you have to go through Belarus. Attendees of the world media took note of who was attending the Russian announcement to increase its army. And this is what they said. Three top men from the Russian government and a rare foreign trip by the top Kremlin spokesman as well were standing there. There hasn't been this level of high-ranking Russian officers to any single foreign meeting since Cold War. Taking this seriously, I think we're up against some really hard times. I think we're up against a war. I think Henry Groover is going to come true in our lifetime, and it's right before our eyes right now. The Russians, as we speak, have begun to destroy the Ukrainian lines of communication. That, by the way, is the first thing that Henry Groover saw in America. He saw these lines all across the country. He didn't know they were. It was before cell towers and cell lines. And they all fell to the ground at the same time. I remember reading an interview by, somebody of CIA ilk, on how they're going to take out neighborhoods. And he said, first, they take down the communications. That's the first thing they do. So you can't warn, you can't run, you don't know, you have no news. You're virtually deaf in a very changing world. Next, they're going to take down the power grid, bridges, roads, and railroads. So that'll probably happen to us too. Power grid will be the next. If communications and power grid goes down, we have to get on our knees, folks. Without roads, railroads, bridges, Ukraine's forces cannot be resupplied. Once the destruction of the lines of communications is completed, Russia's army will show the Ukrainians how vastly outnumbered and outmanned and outgunned they are. The United States, said retired colonel, is defenseless against Russian missiles that travel at hypersonic speeds and that are capable of maneuvering while in flight. And that's exactly what Stephen says also. I've already recorded him in the second half. Then Russia put up air defense systems around Moscow. They know what's coming. They send missiles our way. We'll send them back. Word is coming out of the region, but is not confirmed, says Hal Turner, that the new invasion of Ukraine will commence on or about Christmas Day. Wait, you know, once I got into this occult thing, occult calendar, I went back and said, you know, when did Trump declare the state of emergency? It was on Friday the 13th. I mean, at some point, you can't deny it. These people are on a satanic calendar. Big changes fast. Fast. New Zealand has gone full Orwellian by releasing government booklets, telling the public, if they suspect their friends or family are opposing government policies, including COVID measures, they should be reported as terrorists. The European Union has introduced the first step of a personal carbon credit system. Every citizen in the EU will have to start paying for their carbon emissions now in order to cut emissions by 55%. 5% by 2030. By the way, I mean, what is this going to involve? How will they know if you drove your car or if you took the bus? A personal carbon credit system? I mean, doesn't that require you to have some input into it? How can they trust that input? You can see why they need your to be in your body, to see how much you're eating, to see where you're going, how you're doing it, how fast you're traveling. So if you say, I took the bus, you can say, no, you didn't. If you say, I went there, no, you didn't. Elon Musk says Neuralink should be ready by May or June of this next year, which is only days away. Meanwhile, his staff that are researching the Neuralink and trying to get it market ready say they're being rushed with their experiments, causing a 66% death rate amongst their monkeys, their test monkeys, and they die in great pain and suffering of brain abscesses, brain infections. Remember last week, you think, oh, who would ever say this? Remember last week, the Christian leader with a dream where he said that offered an extension of life, superpowers. People were ecstatic. They were so excited about receiving the chip, the mark of the beast, the Neuralink. I don't know, all of the above, maybe. In the meantime, also, Deutsche Telekom has been appointed by the World Health Organization to standardize QR passports globally. I have a link in the biblio. If you highlight it and try to click on it, it'll probably lead you, as it led me. It was good when I put it in my biblio a few days ago, but right now it's labeled as 403. Forbidden. So I put in, I think, a BitChute link that essentially carries the same information. They don't want you to know this. They don't want you to know how quickly this is progressing. This is why they put out such flim-flam, like Trump saying he has big news, and then his big news is selling cards of himself for $99. That is blocking the news from you. What's Trump going to say? In the meantime, they have global passports being standardized. I have a clip down below of Netanyahu discussing the digitized genome and what a bright new world that will be. He doesn't go into specifics, but it doesn't sound like a good idea. Australia introduces QR passports or vax records for entrance into everything. Society, pay, digital medical records, obtaining government services, getting on transportation. You'd think that they would avoid this like the plague, but no, 2 million Australians have already signed up. A law will become effective in California January 1st, a few days away, denying physicians the right to publicly share their medical opinions, including publicly to their patients, and that's public, under the threat of suspension of their license. And there is a clip here of a Canadian vet offered suicide when he dialed the Veterans Affairs Service for help regarding his service-related PTSD. In summary, the enemy of humanity wants to eradicate our food by total land control and either killing our flocks or vaxing them into non-food category. Our enemy wants our homes, families, digitized genome, all bathed in military grade 5G. At some point, they're going to prompt this by denying our bank accounts to us, our money. Unless we have digital ID. They will leap a mountain like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun. Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock.
blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock. Blessed be the name of my shield.
Thank you, Bonnie. Good to be here.
And you are down in Florida taking care of some business. We have you. We have you thither and yon. You can't get away from Flashpoint, Stephen. So the world is falling apart. Oh, my soul. Shall we go to Ukraine first?
Let's go to Ukraine, Bonnie. That does sound good. It is very, very situation, no matter which way you look at it.
Yes.
This, we know that Zelensky came in to the United States here. And, of course, I think the biggest problem that we have, that we're facing right now, Bonnie, is the fact that we are dealing with, you know, as we speak right now, we know that we are dealing with situation of the Patriot battery being sent over into that war region there. And Russia has already said that if the U.S. did that, it would become basically open season,
right.
You know, on the Patriot, no matter where it is. Poland.
And
Poland
this is the missile system that Russia has said is a red line. Don't
yes.
put the Patriot defense missile systems into Ukraine. It could also be used offensively. Is that's correct, isn't it?
Well, yes. And that's the whole thing too, Bonnie, is that when we're dealing with this, we are looking at the fact that Russia's missiles that are coming in, but that's limited though, really. When I say limited, the reason why I say that's limited is because, okay, yes, it could shoot down a lot of the cruise missiles that are coming in, but Russia also has been updating some of their missile systems, and as a result of that, those missile systems, they have a new propulsion system on them, just like the ones in the submarines have a new propulsion system. And even though they're not supersonic, they're still very, very powerful systems. And as a result of that, the Patriot battery is not going to do anything about it. And then here comes the other issue. Now, those that remember what happened over in Saudi Arabia, if you remember, we had the Patriot battery system there when Iran was launching missiles. They've done it from the Houthi rebels. They've done it from Iraq, but it was always Iranian technology. And what they were doing is they were actually firing in missiles that we could not stop with the Patriot system. Now, President Trump went on the record as to say, well, it's the Saudis don't know how to operate the equipment properly. That was a deflection. All right. So I'm going to give you another case in point, and then we're going to discuss where the issues are right now with the battery system going into Ukraine, or what could potentially happen. But the next thing we know, the Israelis, and of course they blame it on the United States, taking out General Soleimani, the Iranian general, in an attack. A friend of mine in Mossad had sent me the pictures of the actual attack itself, and it was all Israelis that were there on the scene after Soleimani was killed. But they wanted the U.S. to be the one to take the punch on the cheek, so to speak, or the chin. Make it look like they were the ones that actually were the ones that shot or ordered the death of Soleimani. And the reason that was, Bonnie, was because Israel couldn't take the blame without there being a greater risk, of retaliation. So we did. We took the blame for Israel, knowing that it was actually the United States that did this. And then, of course, and when they decided to retaliate against the United States for that attack, they warned the United States, not directly, but what they did is they called up the Iraqi leadership and they let them know that they were about to launch missiles on the U.S. base there inside of Iraq, inside of the green zone there. That gave us time to get our troops inside of the barracks. Now, what's interesting about that, Bonnie, is the fact that they warned us, for one. They give us a chance to get our people out of harm's way. And all the while, Soleimani, he didn't get any kind of warning. He just got killed. But why would they do that? Well, they would do that is because they knew that the Americans were not the ones that actually killed Soleimani in the first place. That's the first issue you got to have to look at. Secondly, and their bombs hit, and even though we had all our men in a safe place, they were such powerful bombs that we ended up with a lot of soldiers with major concussions and everything else as a result of that. So this caused a lot of problems for us, launch these strikes and not be shot down. We've not been able to shoot a single missile from Iraq down, whether it be in Saudi Arabia, Iraq, or in even Israel, when the Dimona nuclear power plant had what they called a stray missile from the Iranians out of Syria hit near the Dimona power plant. Israel said they retaliated, but they said, oh, it was just a stray missile. But in reality, it was not. They could not detect the missile because they were using the cloaking technology, which comes from the Philadelphia experiment back in 1943, I believe it is. We were using that cloaking technology, the Iranians were using it because the Chinese gave it to them. We have that technology. Russia has that technology. And so basically what they can do is they can fire a missile that goes to another dimension, so it's not trackable or traceable, and then reappears just before hitting its target. And with that being said, and Russia, we know, has that technology, then what's going to happen when Ukraine puts that battery over in there and then Russia decides, okay, you decided to put the Patriot system here for Ukraine. Now what we're going to do is we're going to show you that we have the ability to keep you from being able to hit our missiles in the first place.
Not only is the fact that they have missiles that go above our atmosphere and then come down and we can't detect them, and besides the fact that they've turned off our northern radar so we can't see over the horizon, but now they can cloak them too, so you don't know it till it's in front of you?
That's exactly right. And literally, the Philadelphia experiment, they made, what, 3 movies out of that, Bonnie?
I don't know. I'm not up on movies, although it sounds like an interesting one to watch.
They're older movies.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the Philadelphia experiment, I believe, happened in 1943.
Uh-huh.
And this is where the U.S. government using, there were certain sailors from the U.S. Navy that agreed to be a part of the experiment, where they wanted to see if they could cause the ship to be moved from one location to another. And even the movies, they do depict this. And then when they brought the ship back, what happened, and you see it in some of the movies and stuff, some of the sailors were literally part of the ship. In other words, when they rematerialized back in our dimension, somehow or another, their bodies had moved. And when the ship rematerialized, then we ended up with a major problem as a result. And so this became, and I guess a lot of people just didn't believe it, Bonnie. They didn't believe that any of that could actually happen. But the fact was, it did happen. And then, because I really was curious, I knew that there were some people said, no, that's just fiction. It never happened. It's all bogus. So I inquired in one of the meetings I was in. I asked about the case on the Philadelphia experiment. I said, was the experiment true? And of course, the answer was yes. And I said, what about, though? I said, you see the depictions that, some of these people were fused into the ship itself, come back and they're screaming, et cetera, things like that. I said, was that true? And the answer was yes. I said, what in the world did the military do? They said, unfortunately, we had to kill the people that were fused into the ship. And I said, but what happened to the rest of the sailors? The ones that came back, they were not infused in the ship. They said, I was told that every single participant had completely lost their minds. And the ones that survived were put into a facility.
I don't understand. They were fused to the ship?
Yeah, like, for example, let's say you were standing on the deck of the ship, but when the ship reappeared back at the port where they originally started the experiment, you were now, half of you was under the deck and the other half was above the deck, and all the ship's metal was now going through the middle of your abdomen, so to speak. Or you may have been standing there with your hand on part of the rail, and you come back and now the rail is running right through your arm, rather than, you know, it was the craziest thing you could ever imagine.
Yeah, well, no wonder they lost their minds.
Well, the reason, here's the thing, the reason why they lost their minds, though, and that was the high frequency of magnetics. And that basically scrambles the brains when you get too much of it. So what happened on that
man. Is it the 5G kind of electromagnetic? Is it the 5G kind?
Well, the way that that was described to me is when we talk about our own the magnetosphere that we have, when that actually collapses, it will cause that high frequency that is above the Earth that can literally deflect asteroids and things like that. Most of the debris doesn't come into the Earth is because of our magnetosphere. But when that collapses, they say magnetism now is traveling on the ground level, except where there's areas where there's high iron concentration. But as a result, though, they said that it could literally fry the human brain with such high magnetic frequencies traveling along the ground. This is why they recommend that you have like an EMF hat or EMF a Faraday cage, like even a metal building, for example, would make a great Faraday cage. Because if you know that this system, let me put it this way. They say you can handle it for a short period of time, but anything that's any duration, any longer period of time, the human body can't handle it. They said you begin to start feeling like you're having flu-like symptoms, and then the next thing you know, you're like a vegetable. Now, whether or not that's, I never was told as far as how long would that take to happen. Is it hours or would it take a couple of days? That was never explained to me as far as the length of time. But that's part of the dangers of the magnetosphere, being too close to the ground. And going back to the part about Iran and their technology, that's what they do too. They did perfect the technology, to where they can safely launch the missile, cause that missile to disappear from what you can see or radars can see, and then re-enter into this dimension and strike the target. And the only people that have that technology are China, Russia, and the United States, and of course Iran has it now. So this is going to be the issue. And I think we talked about last week, not Russia, but the United States, NATO. They are trying to force Russia to attack the United States. That was reiterated to me once again, just before having to come down here to Florida to take care of things here. That was being reiterated again to me not even from the people that I work with in Washington, but I was getting this from a FEMA friend. Whoop, I just turned off that. Let me pull that back up there. It was saying the exact same thing that Russia is being pushed into a corner in order to bring about a third world war. They want Russia to strike the United States.
Right. I think they both want the destruction. If you look at the Deagle, you know, I have a map of the Deagle, which is from, I understand, the CIA, and it is a prognostication of the net gain or loss of a country on many, many points, including population, military strength, all of these points. Well, they have opined that in 2025, the whole Western world will lose horrendous amounts of population, up to 60, 65, 70% of their population.
Well, that's interesting you said that. I just found the very part that was sent to me from a FEMA engineer. And what he says here, he says, he's actually talking about what Mike from around the world said, but he said just said that there's going to be a mass death event next year due to the USA declaration of war with Russia. He said Putin will hit the USA, Germany, and Great Britain. The event will occur early in the morning. And also, he was saying that the military and the Pentagon is fighting internally because many do not want to support Ukraine anymore. And he said people in high places are going to openly back away from Ukraine. Now, I can attest to what he's saying is true because these are some of the same things that I've been hearing as well.
Yeah.
Now, he also believes that there's going to be powerful radiation wave caused by Planet X. The max, the impact of asteroids he's talking about will devastate. The storms will cause massive earthquakes, etc. More recently, by some fairly large debris. And, you know, and it is, we're getting it more frequently now, and it's anticipated to only get worse going into 2023. But, you know, that's just one of those things where, that's one reason why I kind of steer away from it a little bit, because it doesn't really matter if you say it or not, don't say it. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You can't do anything to stop it, no way. And how are you going to really know where it's going to hit in the first place?
That's right. And Revelation promises a safe place for God's people at the appropriate time. So, I don't even worry about it. I don't.
Yep. Same here. You know, I mean, let's say, for example, though, you know, you got a big hurricane coming or something like that, or even this winter blast that we had. I knew about this 2 weeks before it was coming, and and I mentioned it. I didn't go into a lot of detail. I said, I'd said it. Mike said it as well. Just from the intel, and it was mainly because the sun is putting out, and I think we mentioned this last week too, putting out a lot of unusual energy. That energy, though, is a result of the outer bands of the binary system of Planet X that's affecting our sun. And as a result, those effects are going to have catastrophic effect on our weather, on our on the earthquakes, the volcanoes, all those things there are going to increase. It's only going to get worse over time. And for the next, basically what I've been told, the next 3 years, we can anticipate some very, very rough, rocky roads ahead.
Yes.
We're just not going to get around it. That's what's coming. That's what's going to happen. And
do you ever look on YouTube at Mr. MBBB?
Yes, I do.
Did you see the picture? It was on the, I don't know, it was upload two pictures, one from Iceland and one from Florida, I think. Definitely there was a sphere there. Every once in a while, as this, failed star and it's, I don't know, between five and seven planets, you can catch them as they come by. And anyway, there was now one today. There's definitely something there.
There is. And we do know that there is an object that looks pretty much like a planet behind the sun. And Bonnie, I'll tell you something. That is, people are seeing is, I think it is Planet X.
Yes, I think so. It was studied in the 90s by astrophysicists, and they said, this is when it's going to happen. This is what will happen. And this has probably been gradually happening since World War II.
Yeah. The thing is, and the reason why I say that is because I had recently discussed with some folks there in Washington, and I was talking about things that we're seeing, you know, that I said, you know, they're saying that there's something in behind the sun. And then they made the comment to me, well, that is actually what we're looking at right there is a, how did they put it to me, Bonnie? That was a thing that I know of that is described that way is Planet X.
Yeah.
It is a planet, but it's also an asteroid, and it is considered to be a draconian, basically, we could say a draconian world, but there's some argument that it's artificial, and that's why they call it a spaceship. Yeah. And just like the one, remember the one, Bonnie, that NASA was talking about? They didn't catch it in time, and it come flying through. They said it was very flat, looked like a cigar, but it was tumbling slowly, but it was moving at like 16 times faster than an asteroid. Through our universe there, or through our past our Earth and stuff, that we did confirm was a spaceship.
Huh.
We sent out scouts to check it out. We knew that it was a spaceship, but of course they never told anybody.
No.
They just let you believe that it's
that's right
a flat rock right. floating through the universe.
What about anything from Israel? Have you heard any news from Israel?
Yeah, we got some things going on. I got a friend of mine that lives over there that's a journalist, and he's always sending me the updates there of things that are happening. And let me just real quick here. One of the things he talked about recently that the artillery corps base in southern Israel was breached, and he said unknown persons had broke into the Shaveta base down in the Negev, and they stole expensive motorcycle and an ATV and confiscated by the police. And I mean, we got some really weird things going on, right? So the breach was discovered after the IDF soldiers securing the base discovered a huge breach in the perimeter fence and alerted the emergency squad. And after scanning the area, he said it became clear that the unknown persons had cut the base fence and entered the vehicle compound area on foot. And stolen the vehicles, which were confiscated due to the suspicion and criminal activity in the area there. You always have little crazy things like that Lior will send to me. And another one was in Syria. He said there was a source that Israel is ready to hit the airports of the Syrian regime and paralyze air traffic in order to prevent Iranian cargo planes from freely transferring advanced weapon systems and ammunition from around Iran to various airports in Syria. He goes on to say that the source emphasized that the goal is to prevent the restoration of full air contact between Syria and Iran because the route is used to transport weapons to both Syrian regime and the Lebanese Hezbollah. And according to the source's report, semi-official talks are taking place confirming that various options are being considered, including launching destructive strikes to paralyze the airports in Syria. And a Russian source claims that the Israeli bombing of the Damascus airport earlier this year did not paralyze it, but provoked the dissatisfaction of Iranian officials with the Russian response. And then the source claimed that the Israeli attacks on Damascus airport this year led the senior officials in Iran to express their complete displeasure with Moscow's reaction, or rather lack of reaction. I kind of find that interesting myself, because Russia has a very, very tight-knit relationship with Israel, and it does supersede their relationship with Iran.
We are at 26 minutes here, so we're going to have to go. Maybe next week we can talk about Netanyahu. I know that he has, he's ready to announce a government and what that means.
That sounds awesome, Bonnie. That sounds awesome.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Steve.
Like Swift Steve, they will run. They will leap a mountain like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun.